You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
Hey guys.
Hey fam.
What's up? So, today we're going to be talking about what the fuck is a spiritual awakening?
Fun. Okay.
So, what the fuck is a spiritual awakening, guys?
All right. Spiritual awakening.
We've spoken about our individual experiences many, many episodes ago.
I think it was maybe our second or third episode we did a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Do you want help?
Can I make this stand?
Yeah. You gotta tie it in the bottom part, that little like, that black twisty thing. Should I pause this?
No, that's all right. Okay. I got distracted. What were we talking about?
So we're talking about spiritual awakening.
Spiritual awakening.
We have spoken about this in the past, probably a year ago now, actually.
Oh, cute.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was in regards to our own personal experiences. Are you with us to the sound of the mics?
I feel like everyone's going to have their own definition, like obviously their own experience of a spiritual awakening. But I feel like at its core, it's kind of like becoming more aware of conditioning. Thoughts?
For me,
yeah.
The way that I would define a spiritual awakening would be stepping into consciousness.
Yes.
Understanding that there is more to life than just the mundane shit, the superficial layers, the crap that we've been conditioned to focus on and pay attention to. Life in itself goes much deeper than that. And I think that when we start to have those realizations of like, oh, what's the point of this? What am I actually doing? Why do I care about that? What's my purpose? How do I move forward? What's the meaning of things? When you start to look at life from a deeper perspective and from a different level, that's like the key to, okay, I'm moving into a spiritual awakening. I'm starting this journey, or I'm moving through this journey. Not necessarily starting, because you know it's constantly happening.
On this journey.
Whether it's conscious or subconscious, but when you're starting to become aware of it, you're consciously stepping through into your spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
I like the word awareness. It's bringing different levels of awareness into your conscious.
Yeah.
Your consciousness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
And it's important as well to think about or to reflect on how everyone experiences this differently.
Yeah.
We all experience it differently. Because I think we see a lot of stuff like plastered online where it's like, okay, this is where, you know, shit's hitting the fan, or you're starting to react and respond this way. But it really is just as unique as you are. You are going to experience it differently. Like, what did you just say something about, like, conditioning? Who said that?
Me.
Okay, Dems just said something about conditioning. The way this will unravel and the way you will begin to see things from a different lens is going to be impacted by your pre-existing conditioning. And also just your personality as well, the way you understand things. That it's all of these things, all of the unique parts of you is going to impact how you experience your spiritual awakening.
Also depends what triggers it, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what we've spoken about in the past. We spoke about what triggered our individual journeys. Yeah. Now this is kind of like bringing it back.
Yeah.
And everyone's awakening is also going to look different depending on their upbringing, depending on their birth chart, depending on the lessons that they came here to learn. Like literally depending on everything that you as an individual have moved through or are moving through or, you know, are supposed to move through within this lifetime, that's going to determine what your awakening looks like. So let's start off by saying, firstly, it's really important that you don't compare what your awakening looks like to what other people move through.
I love that you said that.
But also knowing that there can be different stages within your awakening. So the way I'm going back to like readings by Ness days when I used to do my deep dives and you know, my research on everything, the way that I remember it was that we move through different processes within the kind of awakening phase, like different transitional periods. And it does tend to start off with, and I say tend because not always does it happen this way, but it can tend to start off with that dark night of the soul period, which we've touched on in a previous episode. And if you haven't listened to that one, we probably really recommend tuning into that, especially if you feel like you're moving through that like really heavy period within your life.
It's a good one.
But then it moves through into like periods of, you know, awareness and then hermiting and then, you know, rebirthing. And it can be very much like a back and forward jumping through these transition periods, back and forward, moving through them. It's not linear. It's very much all over the place. But depending on where you are, it can really impact how you're moving through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just – the thing that's, like, coming to mind is, like, how do you move through – a spiritual awakening like that, just that question keeps on playing on my mind in terms of like for us to touch on in this episode to help people. Because when I think about people moving through a spiritual awakening, and I know like I went through this, is it generally the first one comes as a bit of spiritual awakening is an ongoing process. But when you go through different periods of becoming aware of things, it can usually pose as like a bit of like a shock or a threat because things that you once believed to be true, you're realizing aren't true, and it can threaten your identity almost.
Yeah.
Your sense of being, exactly. And
stability.
Like questioning now, like everything you know, whether like what's true and what's not, you start to question.
Come see me. I'll make you question everything.
Yeah, like, but things like that, when you're, I find like as you do it more often, like you get used to it and it's not as big of a hoo-ha. But I think when that first happens, people can really be shaken up. So I guess for the people who, what would our tips be for the people going through that?
First of all, your experience is and always will be completely valid. So what you are moving through right now is like, let's just acknowledge that. Let's acknowledge that what you are moving through right now is real and it's happening for you and you're in it and it's okay. And everything that, all the emotions and the feelings that are coming up with this, I mean, not that we personally, but we see you and we hear you and we're acknowledging it. And it's important to acknowledge it, this experience for you. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
My brain goes to practicality. How, like, when in, because like this is a time of change, right? Your whole perception and your awareness is changing. How can you find comfort amongst what might feel like chaos?
Yeah.
So, and that's going to be, and I guess like you can look at your moon sign in your birth chart to find that. But where can you, like, what can you do to make this process less overwhelming? And that's going to be based on how well you know yourself. So even though you might be feeling stressed out because you've just learned something, or like your perception has changed on something that was once your like core beliefs or whatever, how can you nurture yourself through the change? Do you need more time to yourself? Do you need more time in nature? Do you need to be like supporting your physical body in a different way? Do you need
to cry?
Do you need to cry? Do you need to mourn your old identity? Like, have a think about like, and that this is going to be very individual. Yeah. Like, how do you specifically need to create comfort for yourself in this big period of change? Because that's what it is.
It's true. Yeah. Do you need specific guidance? Do you need to work with someone to feel like you have that support? Do you need a community aspect woven into this experience? What's going on, Ness?
I'm thinking of those transitional periods that I mentioned before, right?
Yeah.
And I might touch on them quickly because I think that that's where we can find a lot of information about what we're moving through.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're sitting in that, we'll start off with the dark night of the soul period, which I'll just touch on really quickly. If you're sitting in that period where you're kind of going like, you know, I'm really down, I'm really upset, I'm moving through this period of depression, I don't know what my purpose is, I feel incomplete, I feel sad and I don't know why, you know, I have every reason to be happy and excited and to love my life. I have so much to be grateful for, so I can't pinpoint why I'm feeling this way. That might be coming down, that might be putting it down to, okay, I need time to figure out what I need for me moving forward. It comes down to nurturing your needs and creating that space for yourself more than anything.
Mm.
So that's the dark night of the soul period. Then when we enter that phase of the awareness, we're starting to go, okay, things feel different. I'm actually starting to question my beliefs. Within that space, just know that I think the best piece of advice that I can personally offer when you're sitting in that space of the awareness of like questioning everything that you've once believed to be true, allow yourself to be really open-minded.
Mm.
That's the most important thing that I can actually say, or that's the most important piece of advice I can offer. Don't just like shut down any possibility, because everything and anything is possible. So if you find yourself in a space where you're wanting to question certain things, but you're kind of like, well, no, I've believed this my whole life, it's okay to question, and it's okay to change your mind, and it's okay to change your opinion, and it's okay to go against the grain of what everybody else believes in and what everybody else does and thinks.
And in saying that as well, if it feels like too much for the one time, know that you can revisit it later.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you need to deeply surround yourself with that experience right now. You know your limits.
Yeah.
And this is coming back to that self-awareness that we're talking about previously as well, is that you know yourself best. If it feels like it's too much for now, that's okay.
Yeah. Also, it's okay to seek out new people and new communities and new spaces and do your own research and, you know, find somebody to support you.
Yeah, I feel like that naturally tends to happen for a lot of people, is you start to reach out to other people who are aligned in that understanding of your experience or who are kind of journeying on something similar, and you build this kind of support between you or the group or the community, whatever it is. Like, I think naturally we as humans, we really value that connection. So even if we are one who is moving through on our own, we'll find ourselves sort of seeking out someone or something else to support us in that space.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know something that I wish like someone had told me when I was going through it initially, is this doesn't need to consume your whole experience.
Yeah.
Like, I went down a fucking rabbit hole, and that didn't, like, obviously it happened how it was meant to, and that's cool. But I wish someone had told me, like, you don't need to find all the answers right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a process of, like, it's going to be a process. Like, you don't need to like dive balls deep into it. Like, just like you're still a human here to do human things. Like, it's, you don't need to do everything at once.
Remembering that it's a life journey.
Mm.
So slowly over time. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we do kind of, that's natural. It's natural for us to be like, okay, like tick, done, next. Like that's the mentality that we've kind of like taken on. Right.
Yeah.
So you want to like fix or get things done or like feel back to yourself, but a new version of yourself is being revealed through this experience.
Mm.
So you can't really go back to that version of self. No. Like it's like trying to put a cracked egg back together.
Yeah.
It's different.
That's an interesting analogy. I like it.
Like, you can glue that shit back together, but it's different.
Mm.
And that's okay. Because we need to be shifting and changing and growing. Staying stagnant is not natural to us.
Mm.
No. Then from that point of awareness where you're starting to, like, your perception's starting to change, you're starting to question things, excuse me, and you're starting to find those new like meanings and you're starting to lean into different purposes, we then tend to step into that phase of the hermit. And as I said, we don't always, like we don't, it's not linear. We can move back and forward. So you might step into an awareness and then go back to a dark night of the soul period and then jump from there, like straight into your rebirth. But if we're looking at it at a kind of like on a progressional scale. Yeah,
which could be helpful.
Which yeah. could be helpful. Then from the awareness, we can step into that space of the hermit. And this is really where we are just kind of like, you know, we've just absorbed all this information. We've just come to realize that all of our perceptions have changed. Everything that we've once believed in has shifted. And from there, it can be really easy for us to step into this place of, okay, like, what do I do now? And have that time to really just, I guess, not necessarily isolate yourself, but more like step back and kind of start to understand how to integrate all of that new
like you're information absorbing.
And yeah. yeah,
giving your space, yeah. giving yourself space to properly like figure yeah. out yeah, what it's going to mean for you and how you like what you yeah. say, how you're going to integrate it.
And that's not necessarily the same as the dark night in the soul where you're moving through like those periods of depression or anything like that. It can more so even just be like, okay, I need to evaluate what in my life no longer serves me, and I need to cut out the people and the things and the situations yeah. that don't work for me anymore.
Or figure out how to move through them.
Yeah, yeah. Or yeah. Yeah.
That's something that we have had come up a lot is how to deal with the when you figure out that the people in your current circle no longer align yeah. with you, how to move through that. Because so, like my when I'm thinking back to when I like the a pivotal time in one of my experiences with this, my personality was very much like, okay, like cut off and done, you know what I mean?
Virgo.
And just move like, okay, well I'm done, like disappear off the face.
I feel like that's your Caprising, like just really? No fucks given, see ya. Like, see
ya. I'll let you know if you ask, but other than that, like I'm done. But that's pretty dramatic, right? And I can understand that. But knowing how to navigate that shifting in friendship or that shifting yeah. in relationship, that type of newness is a lot to take on board.
Yeah.
And it feels like a lot.
Yeah. And it can be a period of time that drags on. Like it can yeah. feel like it's dragging on. Because like as we spoke about it, everything is changing for you. You know, if you've come to this awareness, and I'm going to put it into context for people who are maybe moving through like, oh, I can't really relate. Let me put it into perspective, right? So imagine you've just stepped into this place where you've now got all these new understandings and you're like, oh my God, shit, like there's so much shit everywhere. And yeah. I'm trying to not be me while I'm giving examples. But just understanding that there's more to life, right? You've yeah. stepped into this place where you're like, okay, I want more from my life. I don't want this superficial shit anymore. You know, I want to have deeper, meaningful conversations. I want to talk about, you know, life after death or what happens when we whatever yeah. it might be.
Yeah.
And then you catch up with your girlfriends and they're like, oh my God, did you see like what Kim was wearing the other day? And you know, like fucking whatever
shit
else,
that doesn't
just
matter.
Shit that doesn't matter. And you're sitting there and you're going, what the fuck am I doing? Like, you feel like you don't even have anything to add to the conversation because none of it matters to you. That can be a big deal.
I feel like that's a really confronting situation to be in sometimes because it's just like, where the fuck do I fit in this now?
Yeah.
Can I give a different perspective?
Yeah.
Because because I've heard of so many people when they've gone through their spiritual awakening just say like their friendship circles completely changed
yeah.
and they couldn't be bothered for like people that used to be in their lives. My friendship circles haven't changed.
Yeah.
And that for me, I can't have like my brain, I can't deal with having deep conversations all about life and as existential oh, yeah. things all the time. That is like way too much for me.
Yeah.
But if like, say if my friends are sitting around talking about Kim Kardashian, and I have nothing to add to the conversation. I just don't add to the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just, like, contribute things that, like, contribute to things that I, because, like, for me as well, like, I understand, like, people have different interests as well. Yeah. Some people aren't interested in. I think it's
bigger than that, though. It's more so, like, realizing on a larger level that the values and beliefs of an individual no longer align. Yeah. That's when the friendships or the groups or whatever it is starts to drop, when those bigger values and those bigger beliefs, and they're like, hold on a second, like, this actually does not feel good for me anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, when you notice that you're starting, like, you notice that the people that you were once aligned with or connected with, when you step back and you go, hold on, that's actually a really superficial friendship. Like, what did I even talk about with them before? Like, you don't even have any memory of how you hold the friendship sort of thing. I mean, we're gonna have those human conversations. Not everything's always gonna be really deep and meaningful. But when it's more like, this person is actually, like, on a completely different level to me, which is okay, because everybody moves through their own at different times. So it's so valid. It doesn't mean that they're any less of a person.
Oh my God.
Doesn't mean that, like, they're a bad person. It just means that you no longer align. And I feel like a lot of people, especially a lot of people I've noticed within our community, have started to step into this space of, oh my God, like, my relationships are changing. I've got less friends. I don't feel the need to reach out or hang out with certain people anymore. But that happens. And we realize that when we're in this kind of hermit stage, you're kind of like, that's when you tend to go, oh, I got to go catch up with that person. Oh, I don't really feel like it, because you see that it no longer aligns.
Yeah.
And then from there, that last, what was that? What was the last one that I said? The rebirth.
Rebirth, yeah.
We move into that phase of the rebirth, which is basically where we've just kind of, you know, we've learnt, or we've been able to integrate those new understandings and beliefs and that new awareness and bring that into who we are as a person.
Yeah. Something that's coming to mind with that is when we've stepped in, or when we're, because it's a continuous thing. So when we do reach a point of stepping into that phase of self, it's always interesting to see how those around you that are still close to you respond to that, and how it mirrors things that they're experiencing. That's really broad, but I'm not willing to put any examples in. So
can you repeat what you just said?
Say, for example, or maybe I will use a, like, sort of personal, but not really.
I'm in my winter. My brain is like, same.
Can you tell that I'm just, I'm bleeding and just, like, allowing it to flow randomly.
That's cool.
So, okay, for example, say I've just gone through that hermit phase and I'm slowly moving myself out and I'm like, you know what, fuck this. Like, I'm feeling really quite invigorated and excited to step into this version of self with this particular perspective. And you start sharing certain things that excite you, or you start doing certain things that feel good to you, and you notice that those around you have really particular responses or feelings or thoughts to the actions that you're taking, and they decide to be quite, like, verbal and share how what you're doing is wrong, weird or wrong, or makes them feel uncomfortable. And you start to see other people's insecurities and fears mirrored. Does that make sense?
You see other people's conditioning.
You see their conditioning come out, and it's really
black sheep right here.
I feel like that tends to happen to a lot of people. And then what's interesting there is, you might even, this again, like, everyone's experience is different, but you might go through this, like, pathway after that where it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm making them feel uncomfortable, so let's kind of, like, turn it down a notch. You might go down that part, or and really reel yourself back in to try and make everyone else feel comfortable, which then sort of hints at still things conditioning within yourself that might need a little bit exploring. Or you might go down that path of being like, okay, well, it's actually a reflection of them, not on me. So that's okay. Like, let them experience what they need to experience. I'm just going to keep doing me. Like, all is good. So it's really interesting to see also how you respond and react to things, because that then gives you gives you a little bit of a viewpoint of what you might need to like reflect on a little bit more or sit with, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I've literally been told, I've said this on here before, but it stands out in my head because now that I think about it, I think about it with a smile, but I didn't at the time, but I've literally been told to drop the mic for expressing like what I believe in. Do you know what I mean?
No.
And
drop the mic. What
like
do you mean?
Like not share,
not
what,
share it, not talk about
not,
it.
Not share it. Stop sharing and talking about what your
beliefs
you're doing and saying.
Who the fuck is anyone to tell you that?
Well, like, you know, it was a reflection of them.
Fuck
but
off.
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like people tend to share things and it shows their like
it comes wounded, from a place of fear.
It's that wounded version of self and that's you know, coming through.
And you know what that is? It's their identity is being threatened by what you're sharing. So that's their response. That's how they protect themselves. Yeah,
literally.
Which is fair.
And that's fair. But do you see how we're even speaking about that now? We're like, that's fair. Like, that's a valid.
Yeah.
I think that's that awareness in itself says something.
Where? I feel like being with your – I mean, I'll speak from – I think we can all agree here. From our experience of our spiritual awakening – you develop a lot more empathy because you understand people's conditioning and how hard it can be to break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But empathy in itself is really, really, really integrated within you within that rebirth stage as well.
Yeah.
That's what that rebirth stage is all about. You come to that awareness that, okay, I know I've moved through this, but I also understand that other people aren't quite there yet, and that's okay.
And some people might not even experience that in this lifetime at all.
Yeah. And that's okay.
That's okay.
That's not what they were meant to do this time.
So when you're moving through that awakening period and when you're kind of getting to that place of, oh my God, everything that we've been taught is a lie. Everything that I've once believed in is complete and total bullshit, but people aren't quite on that same page as you. It's really important that you start to reflect on where people disagree with you and how you respond to it.
Mm.
So like I can tell you, wounded version of me, I will literally scream at the person and say, do your fucking research. Like, you know, I'm not the crazy one, but like I will go all out and just be like, wake the fuck up, what's wrong with you? Like I literally I feel like grabbing people by the shoulders and shaking them and say like, it's all in front of you. But I also understand that's me being triggered by the fact that like people can't see the same things that I can. It's me being triggered by people not yet having that same understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I'm like, okay, no, I've moved through my shit, that's not my problem, it's more like, okay, cool, you're entitled to your beliefs and that's okay. And maybe one day, like, you'll be open to kind of moving through this process yourself, whatever.
Because it's not our responsibility. It's not our responsibility to fast track someone's personal journey. Nah. It's not our responsibility to change the way someone thinks. Like, who are we to do that? Like, that's not our responsibility.
Not at all.
If you wouldn't like someone else doing it to you, don't do it to, don't be preachy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You preach to yourself.
Do you know what I feel like a cool, like, little, like, tip for people in this journey is get comfortable with disagreeing with people and it being okay. Like, it not, like, impacting you very deeply. Like, just be okay with not agreeing with people.
Yeah. Actually, a big trigger, I'm just self-reflecting now, a big trigger for me as well was the fear of judgment. Fear of judgment comes through.
I hear that.
Because fear of like, oh, what are people going to think when they realize that I believe in this? Or what are people going to say? What are they going to do? Like, what are they going to think of me? And then you realize, like, it's none of your business what people think of you. It's okay.
Yeah. But also, even then, like, as humans, like, we're constantly I'm not going to get too, like, technical, but, like we're constantly making judgments upon things that we see, that we hear. That's our, like, survival instinct, protection. Right? Yeah. So regardless of what you say or do, you're going to be judged anyway. Like it's in our nature to make judgments of things to see whether we're.
Yeah. So you may as well stand.
So you may as well stay firmed in your truth because you're going to be judged whether you do or don't.
Yeah. And at least in doing so, you're living in your alignment.
Exactly.
And you're not like putting yourself in a position where you're constantly moving through that dark night of the soul phase. Yeah,
exactly.
Because really when you look at it, that dark night of the soul period is when you're disconnected from your true self.
Mm.
It's when you're disconnected from your alignment and it's like, okay, this is like a kick up the butt to get you kickstarted again. This is what we need to move through to get you to like revisit.
Yeah.
And also in saying that, what I want to like, I think maybe the last thing we touch on is that just because you go through a rebirth period, it doesn't mean that you'll never go through a dark night of the soul period ever again. Because like everything is constantly coming up. Everything constantly changes. And there are so many different shifts and changes and beliefs that are instilled within us that we don't even realize we have to keep moving through them.
Yeah. It's like a, like you're an onion.
Yeah.
You just keep peeling back the layers. Yeah.
There's always something new that's revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very valid point.
Yeah. Let's end there.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
I got a bit of a reflection question. So what I want to ask to end this episode is reflecting on your own spiritual journey. Where do you feel as though you're sitting within your own awakening?
See you guys.
Bye.
Isn't it the other no, that one?
Bro, I can't. I'm doing it for a year, still can't do it right.